This is GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. Whether it's the Trump administration's practice of separating children from their parents at the border, or commercials from candidates running for office threatening to round up, quote, illegals. Illegals meaning human beings who try to come into the United States. The stress of this new America is taking an emotional toll on many Latinos. Latino counselors say the stigma around mental health can be particularly strong in their community. There's also the language barrier when it comes to actually talking to a professional. According to the Office of Minority Health, Hispanics receive mental health treatment at half the rate whites do. A University of Georgia professor by the name of Edward Delgado Romero has created a program for bilingual graduate students to offer counseling free of charge to the Hispanic community in Athens. And he joins us now. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
So what made you create this kind of a program?
Well, the need was great. There was no opportunity really for people to get counseling at any price. And the community, a lot of times, doesn't have insurance and doesn't have a lot of money. I have several graduate students that I've been able to recruit from around the country to come because they want that experience. And what they need is supervised experience. And what the community needs is help. And so the two needs meet really quite nicely.
What have your students reported dealing with? What do they come in and talk about? Do they tell you that they're under stress or that they might be dealing with a mental health crisis?
Exactly, yes. So stress is a big part. Definitely a lot of the talk that goes on politically, candidates running, social media. There's a lot of uncertainty right now. So they come in usually with years of not having talked about things. And so there's a lot of trauma that might have happened in home countries or during the immigration to the U.S. or while in the U.S., perhaps there had been trauma. There's times when people have tried to get help, but since no one can speak Spanish, what happens is their kids ends up translating for them. And a lot of people find they cannot be candid about what may have happened to them. For example, we have had several clients who had been raped, and they just didn't want to say that to their children so that their children could translate. So what's happened is we have years of unaddressed issues. And so when they show up for us, they have a lot of medical, psychological issues. You know, they've done the best they can for years, but it's kind of overwhelming.
Wow. That is amazing to think about, you know, when your native language is Spanish and then you're in a country that predominantly speaks English and you're reaching out for help. And I can't even imagine a parent trying to translate some of the trauma that they've been through, like a rape, through a child of theirs.
Right. Right. And they don't want to do that to the children. And so therefore, they end up not saying things. And then I've also had several clients who've said the same thing about interacting with police, that they just cannot be candid. They don't want their children to be the one to find out about this and traumatize them on top of what's going on.
Yeah. What about issues of also trust? If they have come into the country undocumented, are there fears that maybe going for help might trigger something else?
Absolutely. There's a lot of fear. One of the things that I was able to do was spend about 5 years starting this up and being in the community a lot so that people, when they first saw a psychologist, could say, oh, I've seen one. You know, he's normal. He has kids, those kinds of things. Doing that helped people establish some trust. But yes, they're all very concerned about what I'm going to share with whom and what legally I have to share.
Yeah. You talk about the fact that you now have a wait list. How many people have you been able to help over the years?
Well, I think first year, I think we had about 40 people to show up. The second year was 200. This year, as of July, we've already surpassed 200.
We've talked on the show a lot about the stigma in the Black community when it comes to talking about mental health. Do you think that there are similar issues for Hispanics?
Well, I think the question is kind of in the wrong direction in a way, because the stigma is almost as if the community has a stigma. And I would say that it's really the fault of psychology for not reaching out more and trying to diversify itself quicker so that people would understand and see psychology as someone you could talk to. So while there is a stigma in all communities towards getting help, I think once you establish something and people see that you can be trusted and what you are and aren't going to do in terms of revealing confidential information, then people will be coming. And like I said, we went from no one wanting to come to wait lists. So I think part of it is an effort by all medical professionals to really reach out. And I will say this is that we do it completely free because it's a service project for us, but it would be very difficult to try to make money because our clientele is usually living in poverty and don't have a lot of money to pay for things like therapy, even if they need it.
Edward Delgado Romero is a professor in counseling psychology in the College of Education at UGA. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
For more information on Minority Mental Health Awareness Month, please visit gpbnews.org. This is GPB Atlanta.